You're listening to Vatican Radio. The head of the Catholic Aid and Development Agency, Caritas Internationalis, has warned that the conflict in the Iraqi city of Mosul will cause heavy civilian casualties and will not be a clean war to rid the city of so-called Islamic State militants. The Secretary General of the Global Caritas Confederation, Michel Roy, also accused world leaders of double standards and of pursuing national interests in Syria and Iraq rather than considering the interests of the civilian population in those two countries. His words came as thousands of people fled from the city of Mosul on Wednesday while Iraqi troops and tanks moved in to try and recapture it from Islamic State control. United Nations agencies are also gearing up for what they fear may be a huge humanitarian crisis sparked by the conflict.
We know that there are 1,250,000 people, civilian people, inside Mosul. And the war, which is starting now on the city, is going to last long, most probably. And we just tend to forget that there are civilian people in there. There are not only Daesh ruling the city, and fighting Daesh means fighting the people as well. So there will be lots and lots of people, civilian people, killed in Mosul. I don't see that there will be, you know, a very clean war on Mosul. And the way we hear about what is going to happen to Mosul seems to be a very clean war is going to happen. Meanwhile, in Aleppo, which is another huge city in the Middle East, we must not forget that Aleppo and Mosul are two big cities in the Middle East being destroyed. We shouldn't have double standards in looking at what is happening there. People are dying. People are suffering in Aleppo, and there are war crimes in Aleppo. And tomorrow, there will be already now people dying and people suffering in Mosul, and also war crimes committed by the other side. And we don't feel anymore what we should feel about what's happening, no? We've become kind of indifferent on this.
What is your appeal from Caritas here?
Well, I would like to tell the main powers, the USA, the European Union, Russia, that this is not the way forward. They have to stop fighting, stop bombing. I know that Daesh is a real big terrorist issue, even if I'm sure at some time they will also want to sit and talk. But let's look at things from a different way, which is the people's way. What the US wants in the Middle East, what Russia wants in the Middle East, is not for the good of the Middle Eastern people. It's for their own interests, and that has to stop. So what I want to tell them is stop and look at things in a different way. This is also what Pope Francis is saying, stop the war, ceasefire, please. So we have to stop. I don't know what the ceasefire in Aleppo will do. Most probably the government of Syria wants to take over the city again completely, for political reasons, clearly, and so I'm not sure that this ceasefire will last, but it would be so good that it does last, and that sitting at the same table, all those who are involved in the war in Syria, not influenced and not pushed by the external powers, but among themselves, discuss the way out. We have an example with the way that the Lebanese went out of war in 1995. This should be an example to follow for Syria. The combatants, those who are fighting each other, come and sit at the table and decide about the future together. The external world has to facilitate this, but they don't have to decide for the people. And especially in Syria, if they decide for the people, that will never end.
Michel Roy is Secretary General of the Global Aid and Development Caritas Confederation. I'm Philippa Hitchin.